Assessing what could be good design and bad design, it could be straightforward enough to look at some of the principles behind design, and that being graphic design or it being web design. And understanding good design versus bad design on both mediums would mean that you'd treat them very differently because of the technology and code language, and on top of that, some of the other interactive elements and the movability, and there's more elements that are exposed to the website. Whereas a graphic design element does have an element of interactivity built into it if it's a newsletter or something that's a bit more firm that you would get your hands on. And even then, the visual information on a basic level is the same as a static website page, in that the laying out would be needs to be highly accessible to the eye so that it transfers the image and the text together and anchors each another and delivers this in a process that many human beings would understand, but particularly the types that would that the advert or the designs that it so that it would appeal to the correct target audience. And I think good design and bad design, I've vaguely summed it up to basically be not as simple as that. So it would need to really be good design and bad design based on other elements like the target audience and the medium that it's based on. On a much more simpler and superficial level, I suppose it's quite easy to say that graphic design has a certain style that has been carried out in the late noughties to become and develop into something now that's more of a style from the 80s, something that's actually probably more like the 60s and 70s, to be honest. But there are style periods of fashion and culture that are depicted in graphic design and in web design, and those elements mean that the things are a little bit more askew and not correctly lined up, and that they are randomly placed together, and the color usage is so s not sparse and simple or elegant, but coherently bright and bold and youthful in its color. And these are fashion trends or culture trends that spill over into graphic design trends, and more so because of mainstream media, mainstream sort of pop culture, whether that's music or any other kind of popular culture. And this kind of design that is around now could arguably be described as something that's not quite a accurate way of designing, so it would possibly be classed as bad design, technically, if we're talking about the graphic design aspects, mainly because things aren't properly lined up. The fashion trends that go around currently are one that allows people to create a design that looks misplaced, that looks a little bit jagged, rough, and mishap. And although this may be part of a style, it's not actually part of a what a graphic designer would see as a good design, unless if it was actually designed in a way that meant it was laid out correctly. And I think it's quite interesting to say it in that manner, where hopefully, if we look back to the Bauhaus period, everything is very triangulated. Triangles, boxes, lines, and those structures would allow a rigidness that meant that everything would be perfectly aligned and easily accessible. So that fashion is a big key to whether design is good or bad. And it is good or bad, depending on the culture and the time.